Hi, welcome to the Trots Talk podcast for this Wednesday, the 11th of January. Simon Harrison with you and Amanda Randos with me now. Amanda, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. Now, first of all, we should chat about Salty Robin breaking to 150 at Menangle yesterday.
Yeah, it was a huge effort, Simon, for a four-year-old pacer. He won rating 149.2. So, look, that's a really big warning to all the other horses that are aiming up at the Chariots of Fire, which Connections are aiming Salty Robin at. And the Chariots of Fire, Simon, is exactly just 1 month away today. It'll be held on the 11th of February at Menangle. So, yeah, it's coming up quickly, and this Chariots of Fire is going to be a cracking addition. Like, you know, we've heard the likes of Lazarus and Our Waikiki Beach are aiming at this Group 1 race as well. But look, as for Salty Robin, Simon, he's unbeaten now in his eight starts this season. And yeah, trainers Shane and Lauren Tritton look as though they have another nice four-year-old aimed at the Chariots as well, with Anything for Love, which also won at Menangle yesterday. And I actually spoke to Shane last week, Simon, about this horse, Anything for Love. And Shane said he works as well as any of his, you know, just as good as his good horses. So, yeah, that's a pretty big statement.
Yeah, and I believe that Lauren and Shane Tritton are expecting a baby.
Yes, that's true. So news broke through on Sunday. Lauren drove at Menangle on Saturday night. Then Sunday, the news broke through. I think actually Sky Racing's Greg Hayes broke the news. But yeah, so Lauren, she's not going to drive for the remainder of the pregnancy now, obviously. And the main driver that the stable's calling on during this time is Chris Geary. So Chris, he's an extremely talented and very professional young driver. He's currently the top driver in New South Wales at the moment, and he's only 19. So, yeah, he's got a great career ahead of him. And he actually drove three winners at Menangle yesterday, so three of the eight winners. He won with the trotter Romper's Monarchy, and she went a career best 154.9, which was just one-tenth of a second off the Australian trotting mare's record. So that was pretty impressive. And he obviously drove Salty Robin with that 149.2 victory, and then he also won with Shane and Lauren Tritton's other horse, Anything for Love. So yeah, big few months ahead for both Shane and Lauren and Chris Geary as well.
And the Carnival of Cups continues. We had Maitland on last Friday.
Yeah, we sure do. So it's a really busy time of year now in New South Wales, which is really exciting with all this feature racing. And yeah, the tab.com.au Carnival of Cups was at Maitland on Friday, and the Intercity Pace Final was won by Express Stride, which was driven by Luke McCarthy, who has now won four of the last six editions, which is pretty big as a driver. And yeah, on Carnival of Cups news, Simon, just last week, it was announced that the Orange Carnival of Cups meeting was given the all clear, the go-ahead to race at Towick Park, the thoroughbred track. So actually on last Friday, they trialled some paces on the turf there because they'll be, you know, racing in the clockwise direction, which here in New South Wales, we race anti-clockwise with harness racing. So, yeah, and there was great reports from the trainers and drivers. So their big Carnival of Cups meeting, which I'm really looking forward to, is on February 12. So, yeah, to see the horses back on the turf, I was a little kid when they raced out at Richmond, and I still have memories of it, but that would be the last time they raced on the turf for harness racing anyway.
Yeah, so Richmond, that was the last track that did the turf racing. Of course, we see it in New Zealand, don't we?
Yeah, it's commonplace in New Zealand, and they obviously race in the clockwise direction as well over there. So, yeah, something they see over there a lot. But, yeah, I think, yeah, it's going to be a nice novelty and something different in New South Wales next month.
Okay, looking forward to Orange next month. Now, this weekend, there's a couple of feature races. The Shepherd and Kappa is on in Victoria, and I notice Hector JJ is running as the $1.10 favourite.
Yeah, it's a great race, a Group 2 race, $60,000 on the line. Hector JJ, he's drawn well in Barrier 3, so that explains the favouritism. New South Wales have a couple of nice hopes there, including All Black Stride and Tack Tate. And actually, All Black Stride, he went a career best 149.8 to win at Menangle last Saturday night. So he's another horse that's entered into that magical, you know, 150, you know, sub-150 mile rate barrier. So he's in top form too. So, yeah, it's turned out to be a great race, Simon.
So that's the Shepparton Cup in Victoria. Now, closer to home at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, we've got the Wraith Memorial, where Don't Think Twice off the pole is the $1.90 favourite.
Yeah, this is a cracking race as well for the three-year-old fillies, a time-honoured classic, this race. And, yeah, Don't Think Twice, she's just been really impressive in her two starts back this season. She's won both of them, so that explains her favouritism. Actually, seven of the 12 runners of this field are last start winners, so it's I think there's plenty of value here. The close second favourite, I think she's about $2.20, is Party On for Mark Purden. This filly, we haven't seen her race since she won the Breeders' Crown down at Melton last start, which was back in August, and she went 154 and change around there. So, yeah, she's going to get a nice cut through from Barrier 12 following the two horse out. So, yeah, it's going to be another good race.
And just on Mark Purden, Amanda, I believe Lazarus is due to arrive in Melbourne today.
Yeah, that's right. So I know Mark Purden's team of horses arrived in Sydney, I think on the weekend from memory, and some of those horses will be heading down to Victoria, including Lazarus, but he still has some horses up here, including our Waikiki Beach, who makes his racing return at Menangle on Saturday night.
Righto, I look forward to it. Thanks very much, Amanda, and I'll catch you on Saturday morning for your preview of the Wraith Memorial meeting at Tabcorp Park, Menangle.
Yeah, I can't wait for it, Simon. It's a really top meeting. We also see the return of Bling It On, who obviously hasn't raced since the Inter-Dominion series. Also, Charles Laval for Kerry Ann Turner and Robbie Morris. So, yeah, it's a great meeting ahead. So, look forward to that as well, Simon, on Saturday morning.
Good stuff. I'll catch you then. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.